You're going around the grounds with the Monday Waffle.
Y'all ready for this?
Welcome to this week's edition of the Monday Waffle, where we've got just as many injuries and outs as East Perth and West Coast. We're down to the bare bones. Today we're joined by Jack Davidson,
Katie DeHare,
and Bonnie Rayner.
So welcome again to the Monday Waffle. Let's talk about the weekend, guys.
A big weekend, a few surprises, I have to say. East Perth suffering quite a big loss. I won't say the margin. Claremont as well. They had a bad loss as well to East Frio at East Frio Oval. Who else got up, Bonnie? The Swans won.
Off you go, Katie.
Yeah, and what a big weekend it was. East Perth suffering a massive loss to West Perth in the Perth Derby. I won't quite say the margin because it wasn't anything pretty. But Claremont, they lost quite significantly as well. They lost to East Frio 137-62. Bonnie, what about the other two matches?
It was quite a close game between Subiaco and Peel. Subiaco coming out on top, but only by 3 goals. And Swan Districts came on top of the Bulldogs by 13 points. So those ones were a lot closer than the other two.
Yeah, it was an interesting round.
Yeah, so West Perth really flogged its grand final rematch over East, and Swanee Districts, you know, continued the winning streak, which I picked for Wooden Spoon, I think. So obviously that's not going too well. And Subiaco still unbeaten, while East Frio bounced back. So, well, bounced back after the bye. So that's all really good news.
And Michael and I spoke to Adam Selwood earlier last week just about the West Perth-East Perth rivalry and what he's doing now with East Perth as midfield coach.
Former West Coast player and now East Perth coach Adam Selwood joins us now. How are you going, Adam?
G'day, guys. Yeah, good. Thanks for having me on the show.
No, thanks for joining us. How's the transition been from a player into coach going?
Yeah, it's been interesting. Obviously, I've got some pretty strong friendships, relationships with the players who I played with for over 10 years. But to be quite honest, they were quite respectful of the transition and where I was heading in life and professionally. So, yeah, it's been easier than I thought. Adam Simpson coming on board, so I've got a lot of new ideas and learning about the game. So it's been a really good transition for myself.
And your role at the Eagles, are you? I think you're a midfield coach, is that correct? East Perth, sorry?
Yeah, I'm development midfield at West Coast, which has about 10 to 11 players under that banner. And then with the alignment system down at East Perth, that allows me to be the midfield coach at East Perth. So, yeah, getting a bit of strategy and also development in there, which is good for my own development as a coach.
Yeah, and you played in last year's losing grand final against West Perth. The East Perth boys have got West Perth again this weekend. Are they looking forward to the challenge? Do you think they can get up this time?
Yeah, well, it's disappointing last year. You were going in as favourites and, yeah, couldn't get over the line. So I guess grand finals are those, you know, things that you always remember, whether you win them or lose them. And, yeah, we play them this week. I don't think there's any revenge on the cards, but definitely, you know, we've been in good form and we just want to continue that. And, you know, I guess when you play the Derby and the Garlic Munchers, it's always nice to get a win against them.
Obviously, a few of the boys have moved over to East Perth with the partnership. Have many of them played in like a Derby of that sort in the Waffle? And are they expecting a hard-hitting clash?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Mark Hutchings has changed from West Perth, originally East Perth boy, and went to West Perth, beat us in the grand final. So depends whether he suits up for West Coast this week or not. Otherwise, yeah, he's going to jump sides and sit on our side of the fence. We've got a few boys who have played in the Fremantle Derby, East Fremantle and South Fremantle. So yeah, they know the experiences of that, but we like to call this one the proper Derby. East Fremantle and South Fremantle were once the same club, so we like to call that more of an intra-club than a derby.
And a few of the guys, Craig Wolf is still going very well. He's 31. Last week had 34 possessions and kicked a goal. Jared O'Clinicals as well, and Stephen Payne, Smith, all the East Perth boys, they're really combining well with the Eagles guys. That's obviously something you've hoped for.
Yeah, well, Wolfie, I think, was 31 about 6 years ago. But really good guy, and he was there when I first went down in to East Perth in 2003. So to have a leader like that and someone who bleeds black and blue is fantastic for the Eagles boys to see. We like to think it's a partnership, not an alignment or a takeover. And it's important, even from an East Perth perspective and knowing the club for a long time, that we have East Perth players and they contribute a lot and they earn their spot, but they hold their spot when they're playing good football. So, you know, Oakley Nichols, Smith, Payne boys, you know, Brendan Lee, he'll get a game when he comes back. So they're all fantastic for the fabric of East Perth. And then the Eagles boys really have to mould into that team, and it's a good challenge for them.
Speaking of Brendan Lee and also Gary Moss, how far away do you think they are from getting back into the team? Obviously, they're injured at the moment.
Yeah, well, Brendan Lee, he's got a had a serious finger break, which will keep him out. Well, when he first did it, which was about 4 or 5 weeks ago, it was a 10-week injury. So, yeah, over the next month, he'll you know, keep running and get his ball touch up. We expect him to be back probably just in over a month. And you'd think that he'd probably come straight back into the team. And then Gary Moss coming off a knee injury, I think about mid-year he's going to start playing football again, get his confidence up in the knee. And if we can get half a season out of him, and he's going to be a tricky little forward. I don't think at this stage we're planning on putting him in the midfield too much, but if he can be around the goals, I'm sure he'll be a handy little inclusion for us as well.
Yeah, he definitely will be. With West Coast injuries over this past round, is that going to influence the chemistry involved in East Perth, and what players are we likely to see to move up to West Coast team to take on Geelong?
Yeah, well, that's the challenge with a partnership and alignment, that you might be travelling well 1 week and then the Eagles get a whole range of injuries and we've got to hand over about 3 or 4 players. So guys like Dom Sheed played really well last week. He'd be in line for a selection upstairs. Scotty Lysett's been in really good form, whether they give him an opportunity in the ruck or not. Mark Hutchings, as I said, is a proven sort of AFL waffle player, so he'll get another look in. And they've all been pretty strong across the board. And in the reserves team at East Perth, they're 3-0 as well, so they've been travelling really well. And I guess from East Perth perspective, if, Dom Sheed and a few others go up, then we expect whoever walks in that they're in good form and they can do the job for us, whether it's a few of the young Eagles mids that have been playing in the reserves or whether it's East Perth players.
Yeah, fantastic. Just on a personal note, Adam, I've seen you play basketball down at Perry Lakes on a Wednesday night. Is that what retirement is like these days? Just to, ease out? I've seen you and Nico and Jamie Graham as well. How's the team going?
Yeah, look, it's I talk about the East Perth West Perth Grand Final, and that's a bit of taste. I unfortunately choked the other week in basketball.
Oh, no.
And missed 4 free throws in the last minute to pretty much not get us to the Grand Final. So it took about a week for the boys to start talking to me, and yeah, a few sleepless nights. That's why I thought I retired from football. But we started back last night again, and I still am missing free throws, so I don't think it was just a one-off thing.
Ah, it's all right. Not as much pressure as you were on the ground. thanks, Adam. Thanks for talking
to us.
Yes, good luck on the weekend with East Perth and hopefully the Eagles as well.
No worries, guys. All the best. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate.
East Perth and West Perth.
East Perth were certainly off the ball. A 100-point loss.
What went wrong, Katie?
I don't know.
Everything. Obviously, everything went wrong.
No, it wasn't good. Paul Johnson was reported late in the last quarter. Just nothing seemed to go East Perth's way. Falcons led at every break, and it just wasn't our day.
Yeah. Oh, you have some. You don't have some.
Yeah.
Swan Districts and defeated South Freo. Very close game. 13 points.
They did. That was at Steel Blue Oval. I was a bit surprised that that South got so close. I guess Paul Hazelby must have given them a bit of a bit of a stern talking to after last week's big loss. So
the Bulldogs were ahead at quarter time. Not by much, just by 5 points, but they were well in it for the most of the game.
Yeah, so that was a good game. Peel Thunder to Subiaco, still undefeated, but Subi.
Yeah, they are, and they've got East Perth this weekend, so it's the top two, clash of the top two. Look, Peel, I'm surprised that they didn't lose by too much in the end there. What's that, 15, 20, 22 points? That's not bad. So considering Peel had a lot of Frio players that would have been in there out of the team, I think Michael, I'll just confirm with you, was Colin Sylvia playing for Frio yesterday?
He's giving me he wasn't? He's shaking his head. No. That's a no.
Well, Frio had... Who was it that they had? Frio had Pierce.
Oh, no. Jack Hannes was playing for Peel. So he's a Frio player. He did pretty... 25 hit out, so it's pretty good.
Yeah. And is Frio defeated Claremont? But that was another thrashing. Katie, you mentioned before that you're worried about Claremont not having the home ground advantage and that's contributing to their losses.
Yeah, I think they're still not at, because of course they're having redevelopments there at Claremont Oval. I think they're still not back until like round 8 or 10 or something like that. Still quite a while to go. So if they keep losing, it's not good for them not having their home ground. So
yeah. And it's time for tips for round 5.
Round 5 it is, yes. First game, Peel and East Fremantle. Who are we tipping?
I've gone for the Sharks this week.
I have as well. That's a home game at Bendigo Bank Stadium for Peel. But yeah, I think I'll go East Fremantle as well.
I have tipped Peel Thunder for the Wooden Spoon this year, so I'm going with East Fremantle.
Consensus. All right. Subi versus the Royals.
Yeah, that's the clash of the top two at Medibank Stadium, the co-tenants playing it out against each other. I'm going to stick with my heart, not my head, well, with my heart, and go East Perth.
This is the tough game. This is the hardest one for the round, I think. I'm going to go with Subi.
Yeah, I've also gone Subi. Still undefeated. It's going to be a great game either way, I believe. Falcon.
West Perth, yep, and South Rio at Arena Joondalup on Saturday.
Yep. I've gone the Falcons.
Me too. South have been struggling a bit lately.
And I've tipped all the away ones this week, so I'm going to tip South. So I think they're going to get their first win of the year.
You're getting a bit controversial this round. I like it.
I am.
All right. And the last game of the week is Perth versus Swan Districts. I've gone Swan Districts. Good change. They're coming off strong. I did tip them for the Wooden Spoon, but I think they're better than that now, in hindsight.
And I tip Swannies as well. I think they'll win quite comfortably.
Are you sure with that tip? You're sounding like you're doubting yourself a bit.
I am doubting myself, but I'll stick with Swans.
Yeah. I'm jumping on that bandwagon. I'm going with Swans as well. So hopefully they don't let us down.
Excellent. And for the rest of the tips, you can check out the Facebook page and the podcast page. And that's it for this week's edition of the Monday Waffle. It's been a very bare bones edition. And hopefully next week we'll be back to full strength. Have a great Easter!